This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nina Enriquez. Date of birth is December the 11th, 2000. Case ID number is 362-4359. Date of exam is May the 17th, 2022. Duration examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Marisa C. Inigo, dated 11/20/2019. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. She has not received any vaccines at this time. Identifying information. This is a 21-year-old female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety/depression/learning disability/dyslexia/emotional problems, shoulder pain, hip pain, and asthma. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She is receiving disability benefits, which she has been receiving for approximately 10 years, that she has received for approximately 13 years. The claimant did go to high school and receive a high school diploma through special ed in 2019. At the present time, she lives with her parents in an apartment and is not working. Allegation number one, anxiety/depression/learning disability/dyslexia/emotional problems. The claimant states that in 2016, she developed all these symptoms, and also throughout her life, she's had a learning disability secondary to dyslexia. She states her symptoms include decreased motivation and energy, no suicidal ideation, insomnia, crying spells, sadness, and depression. She states also that her appetite is good and she's on no medications for her symptoms. She did graduate from the 12th grade in the special ed class. At the present time, she takes no medication for anxiety, depression, or her learning disability. Allegation number two and three, right shoulder and right hip pain. The claimant states that since 2016, she has had right shoulder and hip pain secondary to osteoarthritis. She also has difficulty with her right shoulder, but states that she is able to do all ranges of motion of the shoulder with discomfort. X-rays were performed, which states that she did have osteoarthritis, but have not been confirmed by myself. She denies any fractures and states that she has had no surgery, but did have two steroid injections into her shoulder. She has received 2 years of physical therapy. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She's right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Ricardo Ochoa. At the present time, she takes ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, which does give her some relief. The claimant states she likes to walk in the park in order to get her exercise and to get out a little bit. Allegation number four, asthma. The claimant states that in 2005, she was diagnosed with asthma. She denies having emphysema, comma, bronchitis, comma, pneumonia, comma, cardiac problems, comma, or allergies. She states that her asthma is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing two flights of stairs, comma, sometimes talking, comma, and with seasonal changes. She denies any association with resting. The claimant states that she does not smoke. The last time she was in the emergency room was in 2020, and states that she usually shows up to the emergency room every 2 years. The claimant has not been hospitalized or intubated and is presently on inhalers and steroids for her condition. She is not on oxygen at home. She was diagnosed with asthma. Family history. The father is 55, and he is presently on disability. He has hypertension and a back injury. The mother is 53, and she suffers from hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID, PRN is needed. Desmosprazin, 0.2, 1 POQHF. QVAR, PRN is needed. ProAir inhaler, PRN is needed. Albuterol, 0.083%, 1 ampule QID for asthma machine. Medical problems, enuresis, comma, dyslexia, comma, learning disability, comma, history of conversion reaction, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, right hip pain, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, asthma, comma, and morbid obesity. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 274 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 inches. BP 114 over 74 mmHg. Heart rate 89 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 47.5. General, this is a 21-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity is mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does have glasses, but she has lost her glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to... After a neurological exam on the last page, x-rays of the right hip, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted, secondary to obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnosis: anxiety/depression/learning disability/dyslexia/emotional problems-not being treated at this time. Normal physical exam appears to be stable. Number two, right shoulder pain dash normal physical exam. Number three, right hip pain, normal physical exam, x-rays were normal. Number four, asthma, being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nina Enriquez.